Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this whole WikiLeaks situation is very complex, but bottom line, it's the pretext to bring in censorship control of the web. With the whole cybersecurity system being built up, and John Young of Cryptome.org predicted this. He's, again, the original WikiLeaker. He's the guy that set up the website originally for them, but then he pulled out very quickly. Now, he said years ago, looks like a Soros-type operation. Now we have clear connections to that. That's even mainstream media. Now, I want to. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, John, but I want to give you the floor. You know, you talk about this, you know, this being foggy. Bring clarity. I mean, as somebody who probably knows more about this than anybody else, in the next 4 minutes, you've got the floor. What do you want to say to folks about this? What do you think is most important?
Well, follow the money is, of course, a cliche, but true here. Is it for 2.5 years, WikiLeaks was on the verge of bankruptcy. They shut down for a few months and came back with bombshells, and suddenly the morning the money started pouring in. This is a well-known business model to hand out free cigarettes and then sell them after you get the addiction started. And so that it's also a well-known government technique to create a crisis, claim that we can't survive without it, and then demand more taxes and more budget increases. And so just watch how this unfolds. So I expect that there will be continuing crises raised by the WikiLeaks model, and that from low-level secrecy documents, we'll start getting dribbles of higher secrecy documents. It'll be dribbled out over time as they're not dribbling out the secret stuff. And so we'll get some more bombshells because it's proving to be extremely effective. Now, you know that we've kept the war on terrorism going exactly the same way. And so that these imaginary wars are very lucrative, particularly to governments and contractors who service governments, as well as individuals who seem to oppose governments. So I'm down on anti-war people as well as pro-war people because they seem to be working hand in hand. So I think that that's the lesson we've learned running our site, that there were all sorts of threats imputed to crypto. None of that has come to pass. It was just a shell game to make it seem like there's a threat, but there wasn't. We've never been shut down except by one time by Microsoft, which then withdrew it. WikiLeaks was shut down once by a court, but then that was withdrawn. As far as I know, no officials have ever approached WikiLeaks with a threat. Now, maybe they have, and they've kept it quiet. We always publicize when we're approached by officials to let them know that this is something of a shell game. So we'd like to see more attention paid to how often this occurs, not by WikiLeaks, but by others who are rushing to their support, but also rushing to oppose them. There's money to be made in this. And I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the so-called outlaws, the so-called dissidents. This is a big-time operation. Everyone's getting in on this. So I'm admiring this taking place. So it'll be kept going for quite a while. Money's pouring in from all sides to both sides of the fight. And so the use of the word cyber war is, you know, is exactly part of that, our info war. Now, no, I'm not attacking your use of it, Alex, because you started this long ago. But right now, they're actually trying to escalate this into warlike crisis because this brings out the money.
Yeah, when I talk about info war, I mean getting people talking, saying no to tyranny. Their info war, they're talking about hacking and more the Pentagon version of that.
That's right. And so that's what CyberCom is now doing. They're going to milk cyber threats as much as they can over the next several years. And that's why I think that the Bradley Manning thing was a sting. That, you know, they teach this stuff at Fort Huachuca, Alex, how people like Bradley Manning can do this and set up these sting operations. And so he was trained there. And so this smells like that to me. And there'll be more coming, though, because right now they're just testing the public's reaction with this low-level secrecy revelation, but the other stuff will come.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in 3 minutes, John, long segment, and I want to continue to drill down into WikiLeaks. I mean, obviously, you've got all these Soros, CIA connections, Cass Sunstein writing 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that they would infiltrate the web, pose as activists, create crisis, then bring in censorship legislation. That's now happening. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499 9-24-18. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Young of Cryptome.org, the original WikiLeaker. That's the New York Observer headline. He set up the site for him originally, but then immediately got suspicious of it. And this is the pretext. Just like they set up Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, they're now setting this up, and now they've got thousands of hackers attacking MasterCard, Visa, Sarah Palin for calling Assange un-American. I don't want to hate Sarah Palin, but give me a break. She said that the South shouldn't have attacked North Korea and that we've got to stand with North Korea. She doesn't know that North Korea is the Stalinist state. She's now come out and said that Assange is un-American. Assange is Australian, honey. But this is just getting crazier and crazier by the minute. And now they've released cables dealing with DynCorp running little kidnapped boys, which you see in the news all the time. But there is some pretty bombshell stuff in here. But could that be that the mainstream media is going through this and only covering what they want to go over? Because so much of what I've read, and I've tried to go through a lot of it, and so much of what the media has picked up on really reinforces the whole war on terror propaganda. And anybody who knows the basics understands just because some document's secret doesn't mean it's true. They had the Office of Special Plans saying they knew where the WMDs were, and that was secret. So some of the biggest propaganda you see is inside government, because it's an echo chamber of brainwashing. John Young of Cryptome.org, what's your view on what I just said?
Well, classification is used to exaggerate the importance of information. And so you shouldn't believe something because it's secret, top secret, whatever. These are glamorizing terms. And by the way, people inside secret keeping know this, and that's why the stuff leaks out. Is the really important information is not classified. In fact, you don't even know it exists. So these known classifications are subterfuges to make it seem it's important stuff. Secondly, these cables look like they were written from reading the press rather than the other way around. And as we know, that's a common way that embassies gather information, is read the press and quote it as their own views.
Yeah, they've got a file report, so they sit there with a Word document open, cutting clips out. In fact, that's already been pointed out, that a lot of this stuff was excised right out of newspapers and not even changed. So yeah, it's a bunch of neocon propaganda.
That's right, but that's what the media, sorry to say, that's what most of the media does for a living. Either quote each other or most of them quote one or two other stories, do almost no original reporting because that takes time, and they've got a deadline to meet, they always say, and we have limited space, they always say, and so we've got to go with what everyone else is doing.
Well, look, I mean, they get a government press release, and they put that in the article, and then the embassy takes the article that's a boiled-down government press release and then puts it out as secret. That's like a few months ago they made all the TSA workers top secret or secret clearances. That way they can't protect themselves with a union. That way they can be lied to about the terror threat. That way they can feel like they're all James Bonds. It's kind of like giving somebody at a newspaper associate editor title in lieu of pay.
You hit it right on the head. These are often ways to boost morale within an organization, is to declare something secret and let you in on it. By the way, as they do this to presidents, too, as they read them into the secrecy world and... Shall I go on with this?
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, is that, you know, because, you know, we have all these people outside government saying, we got to do this, we got to do that, and then they go inside and suddenly they don't say that anymore. And it's usually because they've been read into the secrecy world where they're under lifetime threat to never disclose it, and they suddenly shut up. It's a one-way street, and you never back out once you're in. That's why there are no ex-spies. Every spy has lifelong secrecy built into their blood. And that's why some of them are out there about what they're revealing, because they're unconstrained. But mainly is that it's a good way to make a living. Being inside the secrecy world is an awfully good thing. Of course, it started when the first church was set up, when the first kingdom was set up. So it's been around for a while, Alex. It's secrecy is a narcotic against them. And the biggest threat to the secret keepers are people who are outside that world, not the other secret keepers in other countries or other churches, but those who are outside who might blow the whistle on this.
Well, I have to agree with you on this, because overall it allows the dominant media that's being supplanted by alternative media to demonize the Internet, to begin to grow the surveillance grid towards the original incremental shutdown of the web. All of this happens, the web as we know it, all of this happens with the backdrop of the FCC commissioner saying freedom of speech is an aberration in the media, we're going to shut it down, government approved. All of this comes out with the backdrop of the cybersecurity legislation, which just legalizes what's already is in place. The Cyber Command admits 2 years ago they've been launching, quote, attacks against themselves to test systems. We know they hire most of the hackers. We know that Assange got in trouble many years ago and was kind of brought into that world. But I think, like Lee Harvey Oswald, there's a good chance they're, again, setting him up. Or this could be all part of a big pageant, kind of like Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers, where they tried to prosecute him, but then the case fell apart to give him street cred. We know the Naval Intelligence Operative Woodward was with Deep Throat. Alexander Haig and Kissinger, Deep Throat, we know, is a composite to burn Kissinger. To burn Nixon. So the whole way this is going, it's very, very clear. But then you've almost got to support Julian Assange, because the charges against him are clearly false. I mean, not wearing a condom and consensual sex by some feminist who writes articles about how to set men up in the legal system. You can't make that up. And So you've got to support Assange, because if they're able to nail him for no reason, then I can be arrested for the secret documents that I've put out that are real, that they did not want people to get, like the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. I happen to know one of the people that leaked me stuff, they found out about other things he was doing, and he got in a lot of trouble. But I mean, this is all just incredible stuff that's going on. John, you just heard me rant about the point about Assange. I mean, if we don't support him in free speech, even though this is all basically a setup, then doesn't it set the precedent for them to come throw John Young or Alex Jones in the Huskow?
Well, it's a good point, because, in fact, someone said on the mail list, hey, why has John Young not been charged with rape? And I had to laugh at that, because you see me compared to Assange, you know that charge would never stand up. But my point is that don't be lulled by this rape charge in Sweden. There's more coming along that line. This is just the tip of what's coming out of Sweden. And so don't forget, we're on a bombshell campaign, Alex, and every day something unexpected happens. So something in a series of unexpected things will happen on that strand while other things are happening on the strand. So this is a multi-stranded operation. And we're actually being teased with the easy stuff right now to set us up for more interesting stuff.
Well, we've seen that pattern. It's building, as you said. And I got to hand it to you. Over a year ago, you laid it out with precision. Let's go back, though, because you've been an insider in this entire world. What are your WikiLeaks sources or other hacker insiders? What are they telling you, John, that you can relay to us? What bombshells can you give us?
Well, let me tell you who they are and where you can find their names. You can find them on Wikipedia. Look up the term cyberpunk, and I'll spell that for you if you haven't heard of it.
That's a PKD term.
Cypher spelled with a Y. Cyphpunk.
Cypherpunk, got it.
That's right. Look there and scroll down the bottom, and you'll see my name, Assange's name, several dozen names of people who all plotted all this and are still very active in this. And I've started pointing to this now. When you want to know what's behind WikiLeaks, go to this one side, and you'll see the entire gang. You'll see a whole bunch of links to other sources. And you'll see how long this has been going on and why you're not going to be able to contain it. And so that's the first thing I can tell you, is that this public information has been out there for years, but no one did the slightest amount of research on this. And so that beyond this Wikipedia entry, I've got the archives of the Cypherpunks mail list, but went on for several years, where all these issues were thoroughly discussed. This is very high-level technical material. And these are not young people like Assange. Some of these people are extremely wealthy, and they're not George Soros, who's clueless technically, and he thinks his billions makes him all powerful, but it doesn't. It makes him rather stupid, like the CIA is stupid because of their alleged power. So these are people who are much craftier than that, but I recommend that people take a look at the Cypherpunks Wikipedia and study it.
Okay, I'm looking at the Cypher. John, I'm looking at the Cypherpunks on Wikipedia. Scroll up for me, guys,
okay,
to the top.
Scroll down to the bottom.
Okay, but I want to make sure I've got the right entry. Go to the top for me real quick. It's the Cypherpunk entry on Wikipedia, and not to be confused with the PKD Cyberpunk. Okay,
right.
Let's scroll to the bottom now. Go ahead.
Well, don't go down the bottom. You'll see as a list a number of people who are involved in this. I'll be there. Assange is there. A number of people there that you may not have heard of, but the founder of EFF. The founder of a number of other...
John Gilmore of Sun Microsystems.
So look down there. There's some very notable people there. And they got this started in the early 90s. And I got on the board in 1994. I was amazed that there was such a group like this. Extremely intelligent, highly capable engineers, scientists, cryptographers, highly political, astute people. Assange came on board in 1995. And there are several thousand people on this list. It's an amazing population.
Okay, so it's a wide spectrum. What's the overall political kernel to this? Is this truly independent, or is this a government agency, or is this a combine?
Well, I'm going to try to give you an answer that may be a little hard to understand. It is none of those. The intent was to have nothing that can be attacked easily. So it's not an organization. It's not an entity. It's a concept. It's a aspiration. It's a goal. It is not anything you're going to be able to take down by the usual means. That's the very purpose of it, is to not make it. And that's why I say WikiLeaks will not be taken down. It'll pop up some of the way.
So you're saying it's almost like the internet is a bunch of computers connected to each other and can't be taken down. This is just basically hackers and computer experts that built a system that anybody in the group can pump info out and nobody can stop it. And that's why WikiLeaks people told the news yesterday, to take us down, you'll have to shut the web down.
That's right. That's why it was set up. It was set up as a spying machine, as I told you on your last show. But that's being used for reverse spying. The people who set it up, as you know, was the military, and they set it up to induce people to join up because it's a very good way to surveil an entire population around the world. But now the people who are actually running it, that they hired to run it, are now reversing the panopticon.
Well, that's what I've always said. They use Google to spy on us. We use Google to spy on them with the massive group collective brain that they're not ever going to be able to stop, because they might even have the intelligence, but they don't have the personnel to deploy operations. But as long as we're an idea, a manifesto of human liberty, it's unstoppable.
Yep, that's right. Because they'll have to stop themselves if they do, because they set this up in order to control things, and the control, and they're gradually losing control.
So it's kind of like the Lord of the Rings analogy of Sauron. He makes the ring, but the ring actually controls him. So somebody can get the ring and throw it into the crack of doom.
This is always the outcome of imperialism. It eventually destroys itself.
Unbelievable. And again, you've had piercing understanding of this because you were involved from the start, and you're telling. You're talking just like government people I've talked to, like Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars. He'll always say, well, I can give you what's open source, or they declassified this by mistake. I can tell you this. Now, go look at that. And so you're saying, look at this list. It's hidden in plain view. This is a system, a door that swings both ways. What I'm getting from what you're saying, John, is that this is out of control.
Well, it is. However, you know, smart people all around. One of the things we always have to keep in mind, that every time you think you've got a clear understanding, someone outsmarts you. And so one of the things that I admire about the cypherpunks, they never got completely arrogant and said that we are going to run things. A few tried, and they got shot down by critics who were smarter than they were. So what I'd like to caution is, don't think that you're going to get this easily to say it's out of control. I'm saying you're just going to take some work, because you'll be set up repeatedly and entrapped. And as with WikiLeaks now, they've got WikiLeaks redacting documents, so that means the fix is in. Because redaction is a control mechanism.
Well, that shows that they're coming to them and saying, don't give out our agents' names, we'll go easier on you. They're already being co-opted.
Yeah, because of the money. The money is fabulous. Because they were not making money being out there on their own. So now they've raised millions by being on the inside. So why not?
I mean, well, what is your inside scoop?
If you were offered a $1 billion bribe and you were 39 years old and had no other income, think about it. It's called a government contract.
Well, what's your inside intel, or your gut, if you don't have the inside intel? Is this a big theater with Assange, or are they burning him for the theater?
It's a theater operation, partly entertaining, partly lulling, partly testing systems, testing public reaction. Are we going to get traction out of cyber threats or not? Will this work or not? Because so far, you know, they've not actually caused any harm. That's why they haven't been charged.
Yeah, this is the beta testing. Now they're going to start releasing even more.
That's right. And then there'll be some lives lost, or something will happen. Because don't forget, these are cheap operations to run. And so somewhere, because this is still a fictional war, it's not a real war. It's a cyber war, which is all imaginary. And
well, let me ask you this.
If it becomes really harmful, we'll see, because the law will be ready.
What is your idea, John Young from Cryptome.org, the original WikiLeaker? What is your view, your idea, and I should have you back for a full hour soon. This is incredible. I want liberty. I want freedom. I want my private property. I don't want to be a slave. I would imagine that's your view. I don't want to be part of an empire. I don't want to support all these wars in my name. So that's my view. I know I'm a good guy, but I know in ways I've been used as well, because this is such a complex world. And you can't be looking at everything at every time, so nobody's perfect. But I know I'm good. And I know I want to do good. I mean, what should I be doing from your view? And what should you be doing to somehow stop this from being used to start curtailing our speech? And then the globalists, they'll still be able to do what they want.
Well, it's what I was told as a kid. Trust no one but yourself and warn people not to trust you. So we say on Krypton, do not trust us. Through our ignorance, we may deceive you or betray you. Do not trust anyone who speaks with a voice of authority. And do not trust anyone who sells you protection. Do not trust anyone who sells you trust. Because their own ignorance and venality will betray you. And so that WikiLeaks will betray Bradley Manning because they've got a million reasons to do so.
Well, there was a WikiLeaker that did rat him out.
Well, we actually don't know what happened. I'll just say, watching all this with considerable interest, it's still not clear what happened. All we have are various kinds of fairy tales in the media. We haven't seen much evidence. We've got a lot of talk of people who are well-known liars, and most hackers are liars because that's how they social engineer. Most people on the Internet lie. I lie. Are you hearing me? I lie. I'm lying to you right now. Keep that in mind. Everyone's got their agenda, hackers.
Well, when you say you lie, what you put out little disinfo involving where you live or your name? I mean, you don't lie about the overall truths. I mean, you're saying you lie as like you take the address numbers off your apartment door?
No, I lie through ignorance, but I don't know any better, and will not admit it. I'll pretend that I've got access to truth by the tail, and I'm delivering it to you. And so that the reason I'm lying is because I don't know how else to convey what I'm doing in an honest way. We need to work on that. Everyone exaggerates.
You know what? No one is perfect. And I think the second guess yourself, I'm not delivering pure truth, so I'm lying to you. I think it's if you consciously try to dead reckon as best you can, I think Veritas, the proof of Veritas is on the balance. Does 80%+ of what you talk about come true, or 90%, or does everything you do turn out to be wrong? And I watch mainstream media; they're lying on purpose. We're here trying to tell the truth. We get some things wrong, but I mean, I know there's good people, John. I mean, my whole issue is I think part of getting into this whole world that you've been part of so long is that you're so in with all these other snakes that then it starts blinding you to the fact that there are a lot of good people.
Well, and it turns out one of the best things is to get out of your bunker and meet all these other people. So I'll say the best thing about Krypton is how many people I've met, how many different views I would never have known had I not opened myself up to other people's viewpoints. So when I say I lie, is that the only counter to lying is to have discourse with other people and stop preaching at them and listen to them closely, let them attack you, and don't be afraid of that because it's the only way we're going to get out of the. Because we're taught by education to mislead people in our own.
Yeah, we've got to stop being passive. We've got to stop being afraid. We've got to stop conforming.
That's right.
Well, we've got to be individuals. I mean, that is the biggest solution overall.
Right.
And we've got to be willing.
The Internet is great for that.
Pardon me?
And the Internet is great for that.
And we've got to be willing to go through pain, folks.
That's right. Break your bones.
Well, the best things in life come from breaking your own bones. I certainly understand what you're saying there. No, it's true.
Going to a bar and saying that to someone will accommodate you.
Well, I'm not into that anymore, but I'd let them try it to accommodate. I'll accommodate them.
Alex, I grew up in Odessa where bones are broken every night for fun.
Same here. I grew up, same thing, Texas.
Yeah.
Up where I came from in Dallas, it was people going to the hospital every weekend. I love living in Austin. It's not like that. It was crazy.
That's an argument that I've gradually moved away from.
Now, I've certainly moved away from it as well. I've probably got a lot fewer brain cells, and now I'm a little bit older, and it hurts where I got a compound fracture. It hurts where I broke my hand over and over again. Now, I want to get you back very, very soon, but in 30 seconds, John Young, you're saying big bombshell's coming soon?
Yep. Because that's the pattern. Everyone that WikiLeaks has put out has been followed by another one somewhat more shocking. And this is, as you know, this is a well-known technique boxers use. They slowly build up and just started overwhelming you with unexpected greater attacks.
Are there any other big tidbits that you can give us today?
Yeah, I think they're going to come out with some bank stuff. I think they're going to come out.
Tell you what, stay there. I've got another guest coming up. We're going to push him back 5 minutes. I want you to talk about what you see coming up next. Then we're going to get our next guest on. We're holding 5 minutes in the next hour. We'll get Lord Monkton on 8 after.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
According to this deep university research, prescription drugs are the leading cause of death in the U.S. We're going to talk to Professor Donald Light coming up here in about 5 minutes. Then Christopher Monckton will be joining us from Mexico down in Cancun with incredible intel for us on the big mega banks trying to set up a planetary feudal serf system. Finishing up with the original WikiLeaker, the cypherpunk insider, Kryptone's lead individual, John Young. We've got about 4 minutes left with you, John, and obviously we appreciate you coming on. I've seen invaluable information come out that we know that Microsoft and Yahoo don't like, how they just spy and steal everything, basically, and sell it to the government. That was in Wired Magazine now last week. You know, the fact is we live in a system where the law is being broken by the government every millisecond, but you've been covering this stuff for decades, and it's invaluable. In closing, what are your sources telling you is coming out next? What do you see happening? Any other key tidbits?
Yep, here it is. Here's a list. And it may offend some of your listeners. Here are the sacred cows that have come out. Files on weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, biological, chemical, and radiological. Files on global WMT research laboratories and the status of research stocks. War plans of all nations, for and against one another. Reports and training literature on black prisons and torture chambers. Held by and shared among the world's military and spy agencies. files of clandestine spy agencies and their operatives, files on human rights abuses, for example, the secret Red Cross reports on the world's prisons, files of billionaire political meddlers, files of the major banks and their attorneys, and most crucially, files of all the nation's tax agencies, the one key thing that keeps governments going.
Unbelievable.
Finally, and here's the one that I think is probably maybe the model for all of us. What I call the crown jewels of secret information are the 2,000-year history of the Vatican's meddling in the world's governments and working with the most evil empire the earth has ever seen. Second to that is the Islamic version of those files.
Wow. Now let's go back to this Vatican situation. We know the Vatican was involved. That's open intelligence, founding the euro. We know it loves to hide itself. We know that now Lord Blackheath and others are talking about a Foundation X, richer than any government on Earth. I mean, more and more stuff that was so secretive that we talk about 15, 20 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, it's now coming out. And it all points towards an overall attack on the Internet, using the Internet to cause such havoc that it rushes the world towards some type of collapse. I mean, briefly, go back to the Vatican here. That's incredible. I mean, specifically from insiders at WikiLeaks, you're an insider. You're saying that you've been told Vatican dirt's about to come out.
Well, I'm saying that all the world's spy agencies are based on Vatican techniques and skills. They are the keeper of secrets beyond all others. They are the spy beyond all others.
That's what Hitler said. He said it was the Jesuit model.
Well, but there was stuff before the Jesuits, because it's older than that. And so the Jesuits is almost a popular version of what they actually do. So what they do and have in their files is what we want to see, not these popular versions that we see in novels and so forth, is that we need to see the files, i.e. I'm a believer in documents, not in fairy tales. And that's why we need to see the files of the national tax agencies, not their PR derived from the Vatican or Vatican-like operations. It's how you extort money from the people, scaring them and offering salvation. And so that's what's coming.
Okay, in closing, in the order you went is when this is going to be coming out, or is it a mix and match?
Well, according to WikiLeaks, the next one will be they claim they got a hard disk from a major bank. Some people are saying it's Bank of America. Now, there are a lot of these hard disks floating around because banks use these as sting operations, as does FBI. So WikiLeaks is not sure they got a real one, but they say they've got one, and they've been trying to authenticate it. And since banks are a popular target now, that's probably something like that will come out. But don't forget, they always hit us with a bombshell we didn't expect, so it could be a ploy. It's possible that something will come out of, say, like the Clinton Foundation or something. They're very astute picking something that will be popular.
All right.
That's why they played the anti-American card, because it's very popular outside the U.S.
John, I want to get you on the Sunday show to do a full hour if we can. This is a big syndicated show. I've had to delay you twice. I don't care if you use mild cuss words, but we have to delay those out. So hopefully, I want to thank you for coming on, but hopefully I can get you on the Sunday show because have you on, and you can just use the acronym baloney. But thank you so much coming on from cryptome.org. Amazing information there on the site, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future. I'm going to have my producer call you in about 5 minutes to see if I can get you on for a full hour coming up Sunday to really go over the bombshells you just dropped on us. Thank you.
Take care, Alex.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Whew, wow, that'll make your head hurt. Because it makes you think. It's so many things going on, so many things happening. For the next 25 minutes, we're going to have Donald Light. He is a low-key visiting professor at Stanford University and professor of comparative health care at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey. He is an economic and organizational sociologist who compares health care systems and pharmacological policy. As a founding fellow of the Center for Bioethics, he has become concerned about how few new drugs are clinically much better than existing ones, yet causing substantial risk to patients. Prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death. From the numbers I've seen, it could be the leading cause, and result in 2.2 million hospitalizations a year. Professor Light is a co-author and editor of The Risk of Prescription Drugs, 2010. His research has appeared in leading medical and social science journals. And I've got the book right here, The Risk of Prescription Drugs, Columbia University Press, Social Science Research Council series on privatization of risk. And it's got the boil down here, how do prescription drugs become a leading cause of death, the risk of prescription drugs. And, you know, the numbers I've seen in the news are 300,000 drug-related deaths. That's almost rivaling heart attack, cancer, and automobile accident. So is it the fourth, the third, the second, the first? Does it matter? I mean, it's you hear these drug ads and, oh, having trouble, needing to urinate a lot? Well, take this. Now, it'll give you brain cancer, have a heart attack, you may go insane, make you suicidal, blood clots, and but doesn't matter. Call your physician if you think this is right for you because you're a doctor. It's incredible. So we've got him on with us for the next 25 minutes, and we'll certainly have him back up again for a full hour in the future. Professor Light, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I've been reading about all the great things that you've been doing, these wonderful documentary films and interviews. It's very impressive. I'm really delighted to be talking with you.
Well, I'm delighted to have you on with us, sir. We've got limited time, so I'm going to try to sit back and shut up. If you were talking to a auditorium at a city council and you had 25 minutes to talk to them, what would you say?
Well, you've summarized the main finding that we had in this little book that's only the size of a 5x7 photograph and only 160 pages long. It was written for general lay audiences with short, easy to read chapters, and it describes, as you say, that most of the new drugs are little better than existing drugs. I have a table here. Out of the 980 drugs that were approved in the last decade, only 40 were regarded as important therapeutic advances. So that's about 4%. And another 106 were judged clinically to be superior to existing drugs. And all the rest were judged to add little value. Now, why is that? Well, that's because the FDA approves drugs against placebo, a placebo meaning a pill that is inert. So, and you don't know whether you're taking the active new drug or the placebo, and that's what is done in a clinical trial. And then you see whether the people who took the active drug got better against some criterion that the trial is for. But that means that when the FDA approves new drugs as more effective and better, and drug companies talk about it as being more effective, what they really mean is more effective than an inert pill. And in fact, the FDA is prohibited from ruling whether new drugs are better than existing drugs. And on the safety side, they approve them as safe with very little evidence about their safety because the trials are designed to minimize evidence of safety. And so the actual evidence they have about whether these drugs are safe for you is pretty minimal.
Well, an example I would use, Professor, is I know how to read the insert of a drug. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can read it.
Yeah.
And Gardasil vaccines, they admitted in the trials, killed quite a few people. It caused autoimmune responses. And then of the hundreds of different papillomaviruses, they admitted it only covered six or so, and that it said this may not even stop you from getting cervical cancer. And then the literature went on to admit that it's only killing a few thousand people a year, and that's normally treatable. And so the benefits are far outweighed by the dangers, but Merck just comes into Texas, gives a bunch of money to the politicians, and they come out and say, hey, little girls, and now they're saying little boys, you got to take this so you don't get this cancer virus. I mean, right there, it's just incredible.
Right. I was told that doing the interview with you was like quickly going 60 miles an hour. So you're absolutely right. I'm not an expert on Gardasil, but you've put your finger on the new blockbuster era. So the companies have figured out that they can make vaccines or vaccine-like things that they will call vaccines because the definition is being broadened. for a wide number of conditions. And about every half year, we will see a new vaccine. Well, for the last 25 years, you didn't see a new vaccine very often. And the prices will be about $70 a dose, or and often you need two or three of those, so it'll be like $200, $300, $400. And you're right that they're the vaccine advocates and the companies sort of market to the public officials in the departments of public health or the Centers for Disease Control simply to get these things on a list. So it's easy, cheap marketing. And then it becomes, you know, a part of the requirements for what children should take. And you're right that it's a real worry.
Well, it just builds it in that the business model of these companies is to come lobby government to push something on you. But your book, I mean, it goes over the real evidence of how much harm these drugs are causing, and more of medicine is just here. Take these drugs.
Yeah.
So continue going through the serious risk that we're looking at here.
Okay. Well, one thing I think is worth saying is that drug companies are amongst our most enlightened and sophisticated corporations, and they do a lot of serious good science. And I live in an area where there are a lot of people who work for drug companies, and there are lots of wonderful employees at those companies. What I find disturbing are what must be executive decisions that are being made, many layers above by the people pulling down several million dollars a year in salaries and bonuses, above all the good staff people at drug companies. And one of the main things is that they repeatedly are heavily advertising to people to take drugs for things that they were not tested for or approved. In the last 2 years, Alex, drug companies have paid $6 billion in fines from prosecutions by attorney generals for illegal marketing and getting people to take drugs for reasons that are not approved. This includes Johnson & Johnson. Pfizer is the biggest, $2.3 billion in fines in the last 2 years. Eli Lilly, $1.4 billion. GlaxoSmithKline, $400 million. Sanofi, Merck, Eli Lilly, everyone you've ever heard of, Abbott, and then ones that you probably haven't heard, listeners may not have heard of, all aggressively promoting to your doctors and to all of us through advertising, which, by the way, you know, we're one of only two countries in the world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising, because the whole idea behind prescription drugs was for 50 years that it was your doctor who decided whether you needed a certain drug, and it was the doctor whose job it was to stay on top of developments. Now with this direct advertising, they're getting patients to go and tell the doctor what to prescribe, and often for a condition that's not been tested for.
Well, I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier by the minute.
Yeah. So, I mean, one simple thing that we recommend at the end of this little book, which is only $15, I think it's the cheapest book that Columbia Press has ever published, and it was, I make no money on it. It was funded by the MacArthur Foundation in Chicago, and they just paid us fees to do the writing that we did, so we get no royalties. But I just think people need to read this little book and learn about this issue and talk about it and protect themselves. So one thing that's recommended in the last short chapter is that whenever a drug is prescribed for an unapproved use, which is called off-label, but I think unapproved use really puts it on the table clearly, is a signed consent. So your doctor should hand you a piece of paper. It might have one sentence saying, I understand that this prescription is being given to me by my doctor for a condition for which it has not been approved, and I agree. And I mean, I think if most of your listeners were handed a piece of paper like that, they'd say, well, doctor, what's going on? Why are you doing this?
We see doctors that and clinics that aren't even checking to see what other medications you're on. And I see even young people now with big, tables just full of different pills they're taking.
Right.
I mean, and then all these weird drug interactions. What are the numbers? What do we know? I mean, how many people a year die from these drug interactions?
Well, the total estimated deaths from hospitalized patients is 111,000. But as you said so well at the beginning, it was a wonderful introduction you gave to this talk. We don't know how many more, because that doesn't count all the people who die at home, at work, driving, walking, and so forth. So it's a very limited measure that we have. And there's one of the things that really appalls me is here is the roughly the fourth, or as you say, it might be the third leading cause of death. And there are relatively few tracking efforts to track and detail studies. So when you ask, well, how many people died from drug interactions, from what's called polypharmacy, taking 2, 3, 4, 5 drugs? I can't think of a study that actually does more than just guess what that is.
So we only know about the surface of the tip of the iceberg. Stay there, Professor.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Come, you masters of war.
We have the video up on PrisonPlanet.com of Ron Paul on Fox Business last night with Napolitano judge saying that he's been verbally told that he would be the new committee chairman of the key subcommittee over the private Federal Reserve. And, of course, the Constitution says Congress will control the issuance of currency and credit. The Fed has absconded with that power. And here's the Bloomberg headline. It's now official. Ron Paul, author of In the Fed to Lead, Fed oversight panel. That was in question last week, and we made it the number one search term to stop Boehner from blocking it and to call Boehner's office, the presumptive new Speaker of the House in the next Congress. So Representative Ron Paul, Texas Republican and author of In the Fed, will take control of the House subcommittee that oversees the Federal Reserve. His son, the senator elect, will be joining us tomorrow, Rand Paul, Dr. Paul as well. You know, I'm going to get you back because I've just read the summary of it and I read articles about your great book. But I want to get you back in the future after I've read the whole book to really, you know, really go through it when I'm more educated. But, I mean, it just seems that the government freaks out about a few people dying from terrorism, but more people die from bee stings every year. But then, meanwhile, you've got one of the major causes of death, and I see wilder and wilder ads for drugs where it sounds like the side effects are 1,000 times worse than what it's treating. So I'm glad your book is, you know, really trying to bring some light to this, Professor Light. And tell folks where they can get the book.
Oh, well, the best place is Amazon, and you just put in The Risks of Prescription Drugs. My website is pharmamyths.net. That's P-H-A-R-M-A, myths, M-Y-T-H-S, .net. Because I've also been looking into the claims by companies that it costs an average of $1.3 billion in research and development to bring a new drug to market, extremely expensive. And when you break down their numbers, and all the numbers are created by economists who are retained by the companies, it comes out to be a small fraction of that because they use all kinds of inflators to puff the number up.
Wow. I look forward to having you back on for a full hour in the near future. Professor, give us that website one more time.
It's PharmaMyths, P-H-A-R-M-A-M-Y-T-H-S dot net, and it's The Risk of Prescription Drugs. And I thought I'd give you one example, if we have a minute,
sure,
of a misleading ad. So this is an ad for Lipitor about a few days ago. It starts with saying, did you know more than 80% of people who have heart attacks have high cholesterol? Now, how is that misleading? Well, because although it's true, 90% of the people who have cholesterol don't have heart attacks. It's a different denominator. If you start with all the people with heart attacks, most of them have 10 fingers, and 80% of them have cholesterol, okay? But if you start with the millions and millions of people with high cholesterol, very few of them have heart attacks, and the evidence is quite clear now that taking statins to lower cholesterol in people who do not already have a risk of heart disease does not reduce the probability of dying. It does not decrease the...
Well, now they want to put statins in the water. Have you seen those announcements?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, is Big Pharma just going to take over our total, you know, economy? I mean, it's like GMO, closely allied with Big Pharma, basically the same group. You know, oh, we don't want you to know this is a GMO salmon that's part insect or part eel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we don't want you to know this goat's part insect. Oh, we don't want you to know that corn in studies cause all sorts of birth defects. Oh, just on and on and on. Professor,
yeah.
Great having you on. Look forward to talking to you again in the future when I've had a chance to read the book.
See you next week.
You bet. Take
next
care.
Thursday.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this break. And then at 8 after, we've got poor Christopher Monckton with key intel coming up from what's going on down in Mexico with the UN meeting. I've got some other important news I want to hit on in the brief segment coming up. Hour number 3 is 70 seconds away. Don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the radio show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.